I had put down here to tell you about my mentor. What happened to me was I was born in the bush, a Piriora bush forest, and then moved to this fertile valley, to the Waikato. Later on in life, after I had been on a scholarship to New York, I came back and I went to Waikato University as a founding student and became the society's representative for the university, trying to set up as many clubs as I could, from the chess club to the knitting club, whatever, within the university. But what I discovered was everybody needs a mentor, needs to find someone who understands. And how can a teacher at school understand 35 children's artistic needs? She may know, he may know quite a few of them, but because the children are hiding their talent to protect it and keeping quiet about it and being told to wait in the wings, if they go to an art gallery, wait until you're about 18 and when you can vote and then you can become a club member of this art gallery and hang up your paintings. This is what is happening. And so I went to America to study and had the wonderful experience of meeting my first and one of my only mentors in this, on this globe, and that was an old lady who had been given the task of making the head of me for the library, for the college library in America, in New York. And so for six weeks I climbed up this icy hill and sat for her. And she had six tools that in front of her, carved out of wood, which she had carved herself. That's all she had. She had a lump of clay and a plinth that was on, and off she went. And she made this wonderful head, which was then turned into bronze for the college that I had attended. And so I sat there and I thought, how does she do this? She goes, look, look, then do. Look, look, do. Look, look, do. We go the other way around. We go, do, 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 look, do, 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 look, and throw it in the bin and get another piece of paper if we don't like it. She wasn't like that. And so I said, please tell me, who taught you? I taught myself, she said. I was in Auschwitz and with the prisoners and we were all going to die. And I thought, I can't sit here, I can't do nothing. And she took the clay in front of her, she took the urine which was there, mixed it up and made this clump of works she could work with. She made the prison next door to her, and then she smashed it down. She made the prison next door to her, she smashed it down again. The guards saw, the guards came and sat there. She made the guard and they took it away and threw it in the great big fires that they have with for the coats and the shoes and burst it. And then before too long, all the guards were coming one after another. Then the generals saw them and the generals took her away and she made heads of the generals. And she said, I had to learn to create out of nothing. I had nothing, nothing but my hands, my head and my heart. We have all got our hands, our head and our heart. Far more powerful when we apply to the immeasurable blue, to the place of ideas, and bring our ideas to earth using our head, our hands and heart in the way we want to, whatever that is, whether it's for making something very tiny. We don't know what a child is going to do, but they're born with the potential to use their full potential, and we have to address that.